So I'm Helen Waterhouse, and I live in Western Australia in a little place called Carbon Up River. And well, I've been on the spiritual path for about 30 years, and I knew John and Carla in the Gangaji days. I was with Rajneesh and with Gangaji, and I knew John and Carla in the Gangaji days, and often used to check into River Ganga. But one day found a very strong call to go and see what was happening, and found out that John was doing online meetings, and that was just such a wonderful thing. John was talking about looking at yourself being medicine, and the thought that I could end this discomfort of my life by doing this was just wondrous. And listening to John, I found it easy to look inside. There was an immediate sense of relief and knowing I was looking in the right direction, and also a tremendous relaxation as the medicine could do the work and I didn't have to be constantly on guard watching if I was meditating right or doing the right thing. But it soon became clear when not listening to John, I didn't know if I was right and where to look. And all the spiritual ideas were in the way. And one day I was really trying hard to look, and I was sitting on the edge of the swimming pool, and I jumped into the pool, and the shock, the sensation of the reality of the water and the pleasure was so great that it kind of ended the trance. And I knew that it was just about reality, just about what was here. And from then on, the looking became much clearer, and looking towards that which is always here, three things became clear. One was that I had to accept that I was looking at that which I had always thought was flawed and needed to be changed. Once I got that, I could move on, because it was obvious that, and logical, that it was only me that could do the looking, and John or anyone else were quite irrelevant to that. And that sense of doing it on my own then produced fear and then guilt. But also, just looking with John's guidance, I could get through some of that, and it didn't grab me too hard. The one thing that did grab me was feeling like I'd got something by looking, and that was quite a problem for a while. But the one thing that has worked and is still working is persistence, keeping on trying to get a glimpse. I have never really seen anything, but I do have an intensifying certainty that I'm always here, feeling that continuity coming home to myself just as I am. The recovery's taken about 5 years, and I know that the sense of living in the world has completely changed. From being a beggar, feeling always uncertainty, I find that I'm simply here, meeting whatever comes along, sometimes spun out, but it ends, and sometimes it's just blowing in the wind, but with this really secure anchor, I'm here. And of course, I've been trying to do this all the years of spiritual searching, so it's just an extraordinary experience to just feel quite safely anchored here. And then the outcome of that has been so astonishing. There's been an endless sense of deep survivor guilt from the Holocaust, from my heritage, which I could finally deal with by just finding a meditation, the breathing in and suffering and the breathing out of love. And it just ended the hookup to the horror of the Holocaust, which had been haunting me all my life. And also, all the things I love doing have just become so much easier, that without the fear of failing having dominated everything, because it's just what it is. And lastly, the most wonderful thing about being without the fear of life is I'm not holding back on loving. And that just leads life to be so joyful and funny and delicious. And I'm so grateful to John for having persevered and found this way of reaching out to us.